The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg, you're a poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Fuck to the yeah. Words are indeed my shit. Welcome, everybody, to Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 42. We're live on Twitter and Periscope, as we are every Sunday night at StonerJesus420. We do a two-hour show. The first hour is streamed live and free on Twitter and Periscope Sunday nights at StonerJesus420. So hello to you people. Of course, 2 hours, full 2 hours, audio free, as always, StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, Stitcher, and iTunes, and whatever podcatcher you use to listen to the audio version of the show. If you want the full 2 hours, full 2 hours, big, long, fat 2 hours on video, only way you can see it all on video is become a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. It's only $5 a month. Support the show. Get every chapter and verse show, full video, all of it, in all of its glory. See what cool hat I'm wearing. See my dope graphics work. See my transitions, see me direct and host and be cool and funny and talk about how great I am and run the show all at the same time. Don't want to miss that shit. It's the best part of the show. I'm here, Stoner Jesus. You can find on my social media, past episodes of the show, all that shit. StonerJesus.net. Tonight in the first hour, we have a Ring of Fear rodeo. If you don't know what that is, I didn't until recently. Some really weird shit. There's just no other way to put it. It's some weird, crazy shit. But I guess not beyond the pale considering other things we've seen. That is coming up. Also, a new voicemail from St. Peter. It's really long. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to apologize in advance for the extremely long voicemail that St. Peter left. And I'm going to apologize in advance for being heavy on St. Peter content in this first hour. I know it's bad. It's real bad. I understand. No one understands more than me how bad the St. Peter thing is, but he contributes a lot of content to the show. And so tonight we got a voicemail from him. We also have an archive clip. It's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament. Me and St. Peter have been down here. We've been doing cool shit all the time. We did a lot of radio ever since radio was invented in the 1930s. That's right. Don't question. Jesus, you fucking blasphemer. Doing radio since the 1930s with St. Peter. In 1987, we were going to have R. Lee Ermey on the show, the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket, the greatest movie ever made, at least the greatest first half of a movie ever made, and the greatest scene ever, the drill sergeant scene. Well, anyway, myself and St. Peter, we were going to have him on the radio back in the day, but it fell through. I'll play the archive clip of why that was coming up, along with St. Peter's voicemail. He's got some dating app thing he wants to do. Also, speaking of dating, I don't know if you've heard of FarmersOnly.com. If you have, I apologize. I'm late to this party. The FarmersOnly.com party. I had no idea. I vaguely think of hearing something about it a long time ago, but last night, I'm watching television, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm watching the station called Laff, L-A-F-F. Are you familiar with this? And they start showing this Farmers Only commercial, from FarmersOnly.com commercial with horses. And it was real fucking bizarre. I thought it was a joke at first, but apparently it's not. Apparently they're big and they make crazy fucking commercials, and farmers can find other farmers on there to have a relationship or fuck or whatever. So we're going to play a couple of those as well. That's all in the first hour. You're like, oh my God, Center of Jesus, I can't take anymore. That's just the first hour. You haven't even heard the second hour yet. Second hour. Try this shit on for size. Son, royal wedding condoms. It's the only royal wedding talk we'll do tonight. Although I will say, a lot of people are, you know, I didn't watch the royal wedding and all that bullshit. It's an interesting story. As far as stories go, it's an interesting story. But even more interesting, next hour, royal wedding condoms. That's right. Also, the poop train. Again, if you've heard this story, I'm sorry. I'm late to the poop train. Come on! I'm late to the poop train. Fuck you people. Never mind. Also, there's a new movie coming out about John Gotti. I'm going to hope to get some people involved with the movie and the family on the show to be interviewed. And I read about John Gotti when I was a teenager. I loved all that shit, all the mob shit, the mafia shit. I read all those tons of fucking books. It's awesome shit. And John Travolta plays John Gotti in a new movie. We'll play the trailer. Talk about that. All coming up. Also, classic interview from back in the day with Medicinal Mike. That's all in 2 hours. That's 2 hours of shit. It took me 5 minutes to describe it all. That's how much there is. It's almost too much to handle. Anyway, speaking of too much to handle, Ring of Fire, Ring of Fear Rodeo. It's, I don't think it could be more dangerous. If it was fire, in the vein of like Jackass and things like that, which I'll admit, I love the fucking Jackass movies. That is awesome. That those dudes would like be so fucking hardcore and give up their body so much to entertain, for lack of a better word. Well, anyway, try this shit on for size. Ring of Fear Rodeo takes some bulls. This is from The Sun in the UK. Men purposefully let themselves get mown down by a charging 3-ton bull and bizarre rodeo game. There you see, if you're watching the video, see the story and some of the still pictures. We'll play the video here in a moment. The astonishing footage shows the bizarre Ring of Fear game at Miami Rodeo in Oklahoma, USA. Shows a distressed bull smashing into people who paid to be charged by the powerful beast. That's one of the things to keep in mind. They paid to do this. There you see some more still pictures. Like I said, the video's coming up, which is, even scrolling through this, does not prepare you for the video. Men and occasionally women stand in a circle and attempt to stay standing as an angry bull charges at them. An angry bull charges at them. This is real as well. I can't, there's no way for me to authenticate this or verify it, except that there's pictures and video. It could be doctored, sure. I mean, somebody could go through the trouble. Really, why would they? As the baying crowd watches on, Van Halen's hit Jump ironically plays in the background. Why is that ironic? Not really jumping, are they? They're being thrust into the air by a bull. Grown men are shown being thrown high into the air while being manhandled by the 3-ton animal. In one disturbing video, a woman who is wearing a helmet is tossed around and gored by a young-looking bull in front of a tiny, small crowd. See, the boy has horns, so she puts on a helmet. Because that's going to... I'm sorry, but you can laugh because these people consented to do this. They paid to do this. The bull has horns, and it's coming at you with sharp horns. And she said, you know what? I'm going to wear a helmet. Because that's the problem. Landing on my head is the problem, not the horn going through my midsection. So anyway, that's what this thing is. Now the video, this is a 1:04 video from YouTube, like, you know, regular crowd video of the Ring of Fear Rodeo in Oklahoma. Turn it down some. Oh my God. There's one with the helmet. And, oh, then it comes back and like gets more and stomps on her. Oh, then it gets, oh, then it picks her up with the horn and throws her. That's some hardcore music. Oh, there's some slow motion. It's very Jackass-esque. Well, that guy's running. Oh, he pussied out. Oh, it didn't matter. Bull still got him. Oh, that guy's wearing a camera. Oh, that's smart. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You got to be watching the video of this. Holy shit. Oh! I wonder how much money they make from this. God damn. Oh. This. Oh. I understand. Everybody's. Oh, God. Look, I understand. I like. Actually, they sound like Panama in the background that one time, but, you know, I'm not a Van Halen song expert. But anyway. Why? They say everybody's different, but it seems extreme. I guess that's the point. You know, people bungee jump or jump out of, you know, I was going to say buildings, but people jump out of planes more commonly. All of that is the thrill-seeking, the climbing of mountains. These people decide to get their thrills by having a bull with sharp horns again, mind you, charge at them. It's the Ring of Fear Rodeo in Oklahoma. Book your trip today. Coming up, we got a voicemail from St. Peter. He's got an idea for a dating app. It's very long. I'm sorry. Again, I apologize. We'll also talk about FarmersOnly.com, some of their commercials. And we'll do a Profiles in Death on R. Lee Ermey from Full Metal Jacket. All that's coming up in hour one. If you want to see hour two, listen to hour two, sternjesus.net. Go check it out. If you want the full 2 hours of the show on video, the only way to see the full hour two, everything on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420. Come check us out. Become a patron. Support the show. All that good shit. That would be awesome of you. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 42. We're doing this live on May 20th, 2018. We're here every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope. Streaming live at Stoner Jesus 420. You know, you want to come check that shit out. That's my point. See me. Be a professional broadcaster or not. In that case, not. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets, Stoner Jesus Show Live.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa, they have indica, everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out, Cannabis Seeds USA.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
cannabis use isn't the only thing growing.
So are we.
Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD. At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com. The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Hell yeah, welcome back everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 42. Doing it live on May 20th, 2018. Stoner Profiles and Death on Arlie Ermey and a Stoner Jesus Show archive clip from back in the 80s. That's right, back in the 80s. Don't question Jesus. It's blasphemous to even think it. That's coming up. Also, farmersonly.com if you're a farmer. Well, you want to stay tuned. And again, I know this has been a thing for a while, and, you know, maybe I was late a little bit on the farmersonly.com, but I'm here now. I saw the commercial on TV last night, and I was like, oh, fuck. I got to talk about this. This is incredible. Incredible shit. First, we have a voicemail from St. Peter. It's a very long one. Again, for like the third or fourth time, I'll apologize profusely for this almost a 5-minute voicemail. But apparently St. Peter has this idea for a dating app. He thinks it's an awesome idea. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I got the gist of it from one of the interns that listened to it. So I'm not sure. I'm going to reserve judgment. I will say this, that most of the time, these ideas suck. And he's never sold anything. But he's got a dating app. You know, he wants to talk about another shit. So, without further ado, St. Peter's voicemail.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I know I haven't called in a while. I've been hung up doing some stuff, and, you know, some nefarious things that I probably realize I shouldn't be talking about, like, you know, on, like, voicemails or whatever, like, incriminate myself. I think it's, like, an amendment, like, the 7th or the 18th, 34th Amendment about incriminating yourself. Anyway, Jesus, I had this really good idea. You remember how we used to do like the infomercials and stuff on the show, and those were cool, and we like create products and stuff, and I like, try to sell them on the show. I got this great idea for a new product. It's an app. You know, like the apps that like go on your phone. Jesus, like, you know, you turn on your phone, and there's like little squares on the screen. It's like you go to like Facebook and Twitter and stuff. Well, those are apps. It's like apps, they're short for applications. Anyway, Jesus, little squares on your phone, and there's like a bunch of dating, you know, ones, like, you know, there's like Grindr for like gay dudes, and like Tinder for like people who aren't gay or maybe kind of gay or whatever. You know, there's like the dating apps, like Black People Meet that I'm not allowed on apparently, even though I have some serious jungle fever, but I guess Black People Meet doesn't I want my pasty ass having jungle fever. Yeah. Anyway, Jesus, I had an idea for an app. It's called HIP. HIP, H-I-P. It's for older people. It's an older people like myself. dating app. You know, it's not easy, like, finding, like, old ladies that have, like, social security checks and stuff that they want to, like, you know, give me money from or whatever. So I create an app, make a little square on the phone, and it'll say hip. It's, you get it, Jesus? It's hip because we're old, but we're still hip to, like, you know, the jive of the new generation and the apps and the smartphones and whatnot. It's also, it has a double meaning because it's like an old people dating app. It's like, not only are we hip, but, like, you know, if we get together and start banging, somebody could break a hip. You get it, Jesus?
Hip, I do.
We're hip. But if we bang, we can also break a hip.
Oh, I get
and
it.
And also, I've put a lot of thought into this, Jesus. It took a lot of, like, I think I snorted a lot of Ritalin, I think it was. And I was up for days and days, and I put a bunch of thought into this. And not only is it, like, good for, like, staying, like, hip. Hip, like we're hip, like the young people, and also you can break a hip, but it also stands for something. HIP, it stands for hella interesting people. Okay, I'll give you a minute to laugh.
I am.
So
that's fantastic.
So yeah, hip, hella interesting people, and hella is a word that young people use, so it proves even more that we're hip. I mean, I don't know, like, the coding and all that stuff that goes into the app, but when it comes to, like, the branding and the name and all that, I have got that shit down. Jesus. Hip. Hella interesting people.
Hip.
Getting together to break each other's hips. Because we're young and we're on the smartphone apps like the hip young people. It works on so many levels, Jesus. I don't think I've ever come up with something so great and so genius. Again, I have no idea how to, like, you know, like, the coding and actually make one and the design and all. I'm thinking, like, somebody, like a little person on a walker could be on, like, a little square. And I don't know how to, like, get it on the actual phones. I don't know any of that, Jesus. That's where you come in. You need to run with this idea that the hip older people dating app would be awesome. You just, like, figure out how to, like, design it and put it together and create it and get it on a phone and sell it. Because I did the hard work, Jesus. I came up with the name that works on three levels. Three-level name, Jesus. It works on, it's genius. It's genius. You just figure out how to get it, like, you know, on the phones and we can make money.
Yes.
It's a million-dollar idea, Jesus. Let's do this. Hip.
Hip.
Hella interesting people. Be hip and break the hips of hella interesting people today. That would be the tagline. Write that down, Jesus.
No. Okay.
Be hip and break hips. What? I mean, hella interesting people. No. Hip and break hips of hella. No, hold on. Be hip and break the hips of hella interesting people on the new hip dating app on your local smartphone. There you go. That's the tagline, Jesus.
It's horrible.
Write that shit down.
No, I don't think I will.
Fuck yeah, to. Jesus. Hip.
I was going to write it down, but I didn't. Because then I realized, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I writing this shit down? God, it's horrible. So, St. Peter, if hip ever becomes an old person dating app that shows up on your phone, well, you know where the idea came from. Hip. They seem hip because they have an app. You can break hips, and they fuck. And it's hella interesting people. I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess, you know, it's something. Something, and something's more than nothing, as a wise man once said. Something is more than nothing. Now, farmersonly.com. Now, I've said this probably too much already. Farmersonly.com, maybe I'm late to the game. I understand. People have been talking about this for a while. You know, I guess Bill Burr talked about it. So anyway, this morning, I'm chilling. And I'm watching TV. It's a show. It's a station called Laugh. Shows old sitcoms or whatever. L-A-F-F. You probably have it on your whatever system you have, or, you know, cable, satellite, or whatnot. I'm watching, and they're showing videos. And this one video keeps coming up. This one commercial called FarmersOnly.com. It's a farmers-only dating site. Or continuing, you see, the segment with a theme of dating. It's a dating theme. It's for FarmersOnly.com, for people who are farmers, and they want to, you know, get together and hook up or whatever. The commercials are fucking weird. The first one I'm going to play, I'm going to play two. The first one I'm going to play is the one with the horses. The second one's the fishing one. The one I saw last night was the horses one. I said to myself then, wow, I hope this is on YouTube so I can download it. And yeah, it is. They have their own fucking YouTube channel. They want people to see these commercials. I think 2 million people have seen the fucking horse one or the fishing one, one of them. FarmersOnly.com. I guess it gets a lot of traffic. And immediately after it ended, the first time I saw it, it's 31 seconds. I'm sitting there, and immediately after it ends, I said to myself, I might say it out loud, it's the worst commercial I've ever seen. It is the worst commercial I've ever seen. But like I said, I guess I get some traffic. I mean, I don't know. FarmersOnly.com. This is the one I saw last night.
I'm going on a date. You boys behave.
Where did he find a date?
He found her on FarmersOnly.com.
Oh.
She's cute for...
By the way, for those of you not watching this, these are horses talking. These are the voices of horses.
For a human.
Let's cancel the date.
Why would we do that?
Why not? Here he comes. Let's get out of here quick.
But I didn't cancel. Boys, get back here.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
So, that's what I saw last night. And I don't know. I mean, I see what they're trying to do. And I guess it's worked. I mean, I can't, you know, this, like I said, one of those videos has 2 million views. There's probably a lot of people on FarmersOnly.com who probably got the word out in a very interesting way. That's if it was meant to be that bad and therefore that funny. If they're really trying to, like, make a, you know, something they thought would, like, you know, they get a fucking Pulitzer Prize for or something. They thought, oh, well, this is a really good commercial, because it's not. If they thought it was great, then, you know, it's less funny. Anyway, I can't, you know, like I said, I can't vouch for the success of what this has been doing, what's been going on here, these commercials. But I wonder what the person who conceived these commercials, what they were on. And how I can get some. This is the fishing one, FarmersOnly.com.
This is the worst date I've ever been on. I bet my shoes cost more than your stupid boat does. I am not touching your worm.
No more blind dates for me.
That's fine.
Somebody save me. Get off, get off, get off, get off.
Whoa!
City folks just don't get it.
So, if you're a farmer, well, there you go. I mean, if I'm a farmer and I'm looking for love, I'm going to go to FarmersOnly.com. And again, like I said, that's probably the point. Got some viral videos going, got some interest going by these purposefully just fucking weird, fucking awful commercials. Maybe that's what I need. That's a talent. You got to make a commercial that bad, especially the horse one. I saw that and his visceral fucking physical reaction to it when I saw it. So this is horrible. So bad. So bad. Anyway, FarmersOnly.com. Go check it out. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 42. Coming up after the break, make sure you check out our sponsor banners, all that stuff on stonerjesus.net. Don't forget to get the full 2 hours of video of the show, every episode, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Coming up after the break, Profiles in Death on R. Lee Ermey, which we'll wrap up with an archive clip from back in the day when myself and St. Pierre almost had R. Lee Ermey on the show. But alas, it was not to be. We'll have an hour or two. Like I said, hour or two. We have Royal Wedding Condoms and the Poop Train and the Gotti trailer and an old interview with Meddy Mike. All of that is coming up. It's just a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on. Doing a lot of stuff here. There we go. That's going to be loud. That's going to be super loud. Did I do it right? Yeah. I don't want to be super loud. People are like, oh, fuck. Stern Jesus guy can't get his fucking transitions and his bumpers and shit down. Got my shit. Doing my shit. So there's a lot going on. Stoner Jesus Show is May 20th, 2018, chapter 1, verse 42. We will be back. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network, CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 42. We're still in Hour 1. Hour 2 is coming up. For those of you who have the full video, if you're patrons on patreon.com/StonerJesus420, you have the full two-hour video. If you listen to Hour 1 of the audio, you know, you can listen to Hour 2 after this on StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, various other platforms that we are on. Now it is time for a little segment I like to call Profiles in Death. It's not the most original title, but it does suffice for, you know, the purposes. It's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament. Myself, St. Peter, we've been up to a lot of shenanigans. We tell you those stories in various segments. The newest incarnation of that segment, at least for the last couple of years, has been Profiles in Death. Someone who's died or has died recently or a long time ago. If we had an interaction with them, either myself or St. Peter or both of us, then We talk about it here on the show. As many of you know, Arlie Ermey, who was the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, he passed away, I guess it was probably over a month ago. I know it's a little, you know, we're a little late on this, but that's okay. Sometimes we're just late. We're late on stuff. Like I said, we're probably late on the farmersonly.com. Yeah. What are you going to do? Anyway, Arlie Ermey, my favorite movie of all time, at least my favorite half of a movie, the first half of Full Metal Jacket. He was the drill sergeant in my favorite movie scene of all time. The very first scene, it's 5 or 6 minutes, where they're in the barracks. It's his first, the first time he's on camera. You know, it's right after the opening, you know, shaving the head scene or whatever. He's screaming at him for 5 or 6 minutes. It's fucking, if you haven't seen it, you can look it up on YouTube. It's some of the greatest fucking shit you ever see. It's my favorite movie scene of all time. And that includes, I've seen lots of movies. You know, I've seen Godfather. I've seen all that shit. That's great. Nothing is better than Arlie Ermey's first scene in Full Metal Jacket. I will put it up against any scene. I don't care. Bring it, bro. Bring it. Any scene. I don't care. So anyway, you're saying, well, hey, Stern Jesus, when did you and St. Peter have interaction with Arlie Ermey? Well, as I said, it's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament. We went up to a lot of shenanigans. We, me and myself and St. Peter, we did regular radio for many, many years in many, many markets. In 1987, we were doing afternoons in Las Vegas. That's right, 1987. Don't question Jesus. It's blasphemy. 1987, we were doing afternoons in Las Vegas. And Arlie Ermey, a Full Metal Jacket was out. It was a big movie. Arlie Ermey came in to do an interview. And during the commercial break, some shit went wrong between him and St. Peter. And by the time we got back on the air, which is what you're about to hear in this archive clip, by the time we got back on the air, Arlie Ermey was gone. And we had problems. And I had a problem with St. Peter. So, this is, like I said, from 1987, which you'd be able to tell from the song we come out of. That's right, I was slinging the cassettes back then, and the albums, and the 45s, and the 78s, and all that shit. It's awesome. So, Profiles in Death, Arlie Ermey, this is a Stoner Jesus archive clip from 1987. Myself and St. Pierre were doing afternoons in Las Vegas. It's I don't know. It speaks for itself. It speaks for itself. Arlie Ermey was gone, and you know, we didn't have an interview for the segment. There you go. Yeah, 1987 swag there. Biznitch. Whitney for your drive home. WDOA 97.7.
Yeah.
FM.
Yeah.
I got to admit, by the way, Stern G's in the afternoon. Stern G's here with St. Peter. I got to admit, I'm a little discombobulated. I'm a little disconcerted. I'm a little out of whack. I'm a little thrown.
Yeah.
About what happened here during the break, during the music and commercial break. And St. Peter, feel free to get on mic there.
It was cool.
Chime in whenever. Yeah. I'm sure you're going to disagree vehemently with my the sequence of events of what happened during the break that I'm about to lay out here. But
during
the right now we're supposed to have an interview for you. We're supposed to have someone in the studio to interview, as we've been teasing throughout the entire show. Arlie Ermey, who plays the drill sergeant in the new movie Full Metal Jacket, myself and St. Peter, we went to see it
Private Pile
last night. It's a fantastic movie. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. So we're supposed to have Arlie Ermey here in the studio right now, interviewing, talking about, you know, what it was like to do the movie and to work with Stanley Kubrick and all of that. But as you can tell, it's just myself and St. Peter here in the studio. During the break, Arlie Ermey comes in. And immediately, and St. Peter, correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm sure you will.
What?
You immediately start screaming at him lines from the movie.
No, I wasn't. I was very low volume.
The drill sergeant scene, especially,
I was very low volume.
First of all, by the way,
I wasn't yelling at him, Jesus.
You have a great, that's a great memory. We saw that movie once.
Well, thank you.
I don't know why you can't use that memory for other things. You spit like 40 lines at top volume.
I was not yelling,
Arlie
Jesus.
Army as soon as you came in the studio. What? Go on.
I was not yelling, Jesus. I wasn't yelling. I was doing it at very low volume. I was doing it very respectfully. I thought he would like it.
No.
I thought he would.
It was.
I thought he would think it was cool.
It was rude. It was.
It was not rude.
It was
Jesus.
Unbelievably loud. This is not a big studio. We don't broadcast here on a WDOA 97.7.
I don't
FM.
Think it was loud, Jesus.
In a big studio, we have not a lot of room. We have a few microphones, and that's it. And you're screaming at him.
I wasn't screaming,
with
Jesus.
No context. Screaming. No hi, how you doing? No nothing. You're just screaming.
I thought
at
it
him.
Was funny.
Lines from the movie that we saw last night. And again, it's a great movie.
I thought he would like it.
I would rather have had him here to talk about it.
I thought he would find it funny.
Long story short.
What?
Arlie Army was, he was mad at you. Can you at least admit that same period that he was very, very mad at you?
Well, not only was he mad, Jesus, he gave me the backhand, Joker style.
Yes.
Got the Joker style backhand. It was pretty cool, Jesus, actually.
Yeah.
If you want to get down to brass tacks.
That was
awesome.
Pretty cool. And that also, the backhand, that was very loud.
Yeah,
in the studio as well. It's been great to have gotten all that.
It was loud in my ear. I know that.
On air. Of course, there was a plethora of cussing. Obviously, first from St. Peter spouting the curse words. They're in the movie.
Yeah.
And then Arlie Ermey, who soon after was spouting curse words.
I killed those lines.
At St. Peter and then gave him the backhand, Joker style, as you point out eloquently.
Joker style.
Peter. But
backhand.
I would have much rather have had him here. In studio.
Well.
I had a bunch of questions right here, man.
Well.
A bunch of questions.
Poor baby.
To ask him.
Poor
and
baby.
And I can't ask him anything. We got 7 minutes. Oh. We got a 7 minute segment to kill now.
Yeah.
St. Peter. So what are you going to, how are you going to kill that 7 minutes?
I could dance. You mean dance, Jesus?
Dance? You're going to.
I could dance a jig.
I want to. You know what? I almost asked if I could backhand you. I'm not going to ask. I'm going to go to break.
What?
I'm going to go to another break. And I'm going to backhand you.
No.
As well.
No.
Joker style. This one's going to be Jesus style. Jesus style backhand.
That's
you
clever,
are ruining
Jesus.
My show.
I'm not ruining your show.
I was looking forward to this interview.
Oh, my God.
You
shut
act
up.
Like a complete and total moron as soon
whiner.
As he walks
you're
in the
whiner.
Door.
You're a whiner. You're pissing me off, dude.
God, I hate you.
I hate you.
I hate you.
I hate you.
Well, I don't care if you hate me. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
because I'm not ruining your show. You're ruining my
I'm
show.
Not ruining
so my
anything.
Hate is the hate that matters. Your hate is
anything.
Irrelevant. You are the ruiner. I am the ruinee. The hate of the ruinee is what is important.
What?
Not the... Shut up.
What?
Shut up. I'm turning your microphone off.
What are you talking
shut
about?
Up. Oh, God. 97.7 WDOA. We're back. More music coming up. No interview with Arlie Army, obviously. I still suggest you go see Full Metal Jacket. It's a great movie. Like I said, we saw it last night. There's many great lines, which have been brought to life here today in the studio. So wonderfully by St. Peter. Just leave. Just leave. I'm done. Go away. Go away. Okay. I'm going to slap Peter. I need to go to break. 97.7 WDOA. We'll be back after I backhand St. Peter Jesus style.
Ah, brings back memories. So that was, I'm sorry, very short interaction and St. Peter's altercation, at least the aftermath of it, with Arlie Ermey. So that wraps up. That wraps up that segment. That's also going to wrap up hour one. I want to thank everybody for checking us out. Of course, hour two is coming up. If you're watching the video on Patreon, hour two, you know, we'll follow hour one as they are wont to do. If you're listening to this on audio, you have to go to hour two on sternjesus.net or canvasradio.com or however you're listening. You're listening to hour one. Hour two will be like right next to it. Check it out. That way, if you're watching us on Twitter and Periscope, we do it every Sunday night. We stream at Stoner Jesus 420, the first hour of the show. Get the full 2 hour show on video, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Hour two, like I said, we got Poop Train, we got Royal Wedding Condoms, we got the Gaudy trailer, we got my classic interview with Medicinal Mike. All of that coming up. It really is, the dope shit, as the kids say. I know I say that a lot, but it's because it's true. Dope shit. Chapter 1, verse 42. All information on the show, sponsors, all that stuff. StonerJesus.net. Past episodes of the show. Go check it out. StonerJesus.net. Also, all of our social media. Go follow us on other social media. However you found us, follow us in other places because you never know when we'll disappear from one of those platforms. We have to move to another one. You know. A lot of shit going on. StonerJesus.net. Go check it out. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Hour 1. Check- chapter 1, verse 42. And as always, peace, bitches. We'll be right back.